live. Love Canberra. This is Mix 106.3's Kristen and Wilco Show.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
A couple of years ago, when I first moved to Canberra, the most Canberra thing happened. The most bush capital thing happened.
Yeah.
There was a mythical creature, Chris the sheep, wandering around with lots of wool on him. Tammy from the RSPCA has written a book about Chris the sheep, and we've got her on the line now. Tammy, how much wool ended up coming off Chris?
Well, by the time we sheared him, we actually removed 41.1 kilos of wool, which is significant when you think about an average sheep would lose about 5 kilos a year. So that was tremendous and set a new world record that has not been broken since, and we hope will never be broken.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So really dangerous for them to not be shorn. Sheared? Shorn? And the amazing thing was, it was just this weird story that went around ACT, New South Wales area for like a long time, right? Everyone's like, have you seen the sheep? It exists. And then all of a sudden, you guys at the RSPCA saw a photo of it.
There's some sightings of him before. I mean, we knew as early as, I think, early August about him. But the challenge we had was trying to find him. You know, that was a very large open space to try to trap a sheep, especially if he was still pretty mobile. And towards the first part of September, Sue Dowling, who's a fitness trainer, had regularly seen him, and she noticed that he wasn't moving very much. So that's when she finally got a hold of us, and we actually sent out a scout troop ahead of time to try to find him, and we weren't able to do that. The next time we asked her if she can try to help us find him, and we did the next time. We had a whole rescue group there ready to go, including a vet. Yeah, that was the day we rescued him.
That brings us to The Misadventures of Chris the Sheep, which is a book that you've written and the RSPCA is releasing. And it's a gorgeous book.
It's stunning. It's so nice. And the story is wonderful. We've been having a read in our office. Look, I just want to double check. Like, when it goes to movie, when it gets made into a movie, like Babe the Pig, I just want to make sure that it stays true to the actual story, okay? Don't, you know, spice it up. And I'd like to know who would play Chris the Sheep.
Well, Chris could play it himself if he really wanted to, but I don't think he would want to do that.
He seems shy.
Well, he's shy, but he's cheeky as. We had so many people tell us we should do something. And, you know, we needed to create some revenue to pay for this educational program. And I thought that, you know, his story is so rich. There's so many people that know it. I get asked about him still to this day. I think he was on the project the other day, I've heard. So, I know. Someone told me you saw it on the project. So it's just one of those stories that keeps going. So it's like, well, okay, let's see if we can do something with this. And my team's really good about keeping me humble. So I thought if I wrote a really crappy book, they would tell me. And it didn't seem to be, you know, they actually kind of liked it. So I thought, okay, maybe we got something here. At that point, it was like, well, okay, if we're going to invest in this project, then we're going to have to bring on an illustrator. And Kylie Fogarty is a local artist here in Canberra, and she's been a supporter for RSPCA for a while. I knew her work because she had done portraits of dogs, and I've seen her work for natives as well. And so I thought, okay, I think because she does a lot of miniatures, she might be the right artist for this project if she's interested. And we had a chat over a year ago, and she said yes. I know it's taken us that long to get here, but we finally did.
And the opening line is, Chris is an Australian merino sheep, a very silly sheep indeed. It's a really wonderful story. All the proceeds from the book sale will go towards supporting the RSPCA and ACT in their work and their new education program, which we're just talking about, which is launching next financial year. If they want to get the book, you can go christhesheep.com or you can visit an RSPCA shelter. We are lucky enough, because you're lovely to us, Tammy, we have 3 signed books. Not by Chris, by the illustrator, to give away right now. And they've got little plush toys to go with them.
They do, and they're so soft and cuddly. Thank you so much, Tammy.
We really want to get people to know about his story, because it's also a story of animal welfare. You know, I keep saying I'm actually Chris's PR manager, because I have been for about 2 years now, and so now it's just time to put it all on paper.
Yeah, sounds like he's a massive diva. Tammy from the RSPCA, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
It has been too long since this man has called in, so why not? Let's speak to our PM. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Wilco, and hello to you, Courts. Always a pleasure, never a chore, to speak to the good people of Mix 106.3 at our nation, Canberra.
It is your favourite. You are getting pumped up for the grand final this weekend, right?
Well, that's right. Of course, unfortunately, the Roosters couldn't make it. I've been told to barrack for the Roosters by my campaign staffers. It helps me identify with the man and woman in the street. So I go down there sometimes and I say, good on you, boys. Do a try. And convert that try into offshore bonds in a foreign currency and funnel those funds once it matures into the Cayman Islands and then just wash it back through a slush fund into your family. Oh, sorry, wrong sport. Wrong sport. I got in trouble, of course, during the season. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was watching the Swannies because I love Australian football as well. Lots of jumping and skipping and catching, and I got in trouble for having a beer.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, we did see that.
I was nursing my granddaughter Alice and having a beer, and I'd never had a beer before. And I said to my chief of staff, what is this? And he said, it's beer. And I said, it's very refreshing. Very crisp. Is it widely available? And he said, yes, it is. Everybody's drinking. And I said, well, I'll have another one. And then I wanted to punch a relative. So maybe it's not the drink. Now, I was watching with great interest the Brownlow Medal on Monday night.
Yes.
Dusty Martin, he seems to be the man of the moment, doesn't he? And with he's got his wonderful tattoos all over him.
A lot of tattoos. Would you get a tattoo?
Well, I was thinking maybe, you know, if it's going to make me more popular with the Australian people, I would get a tattoo. And I was thinking, what would I get if I got a sleeve? Now, it seems that they use images and iconography that is meaningful to them. So maybe my sleeve would contain a silhouette of Parliament House, a big wad of cash, a yacht, martini glasses in the foreground, dollars in, of course, a bottle of Sangiovese, and large hobnailed boots squashing Tit Shorten's head.
That sounds wonderful. No Lucy, though.
Maybe Lucy on my shoulder blade. Like the great, you know, libertine of French history with the flowing robe holding up a flag of Australia, just gliding over Point Piper, my Italianate Palazzo. It's worth $50 million, you know. Anyway, keep it to yourself. Are you guys inked up, Courts? Have you got a tramp stamp?
No, I'm clean skin as they come.
You're a clean skin.
I'm a clean skin. I'm not very hip, I suppose.
What about you, Wilco? Are you a clean skin?
Yeah, I'm the cleanest cut man there is.
Well, you should get something on your neck. Mix 106.3, just get it emblazoned.
Yeah.
And they can never sack you. They say I'm a rock dog. True.
All right, before you go, we really need to talk to you about a song that you might be singing at the moment, because I know there's always something just rolling around in that beautiful head of yours.
Absolutely there is. I'm in the Bentley Selector at the moment. I've got it on random, and this threw up something that I think is applicable to the weekend, and good luck to Melbourne Storm versus the Cowboys and the Tigers versus Adelaide Crows. It's We Are the Champions. So let's just go to the chorus, shall we, guys? All together now.
All right.
We are the champions. No time for losers like the Labour Party, because we are the champions of the world.
Oh.
Wow, the high notes.
Oh, the falsetto. Ooh. Just really like Freddie Mercury at your heart out.
Amazing.
Freddie Mercury, eat your heart out. I wish I had a moustache like Freddie too, and an overbite.
I'm sure Lucy would think it tickles.
I might be going to the grand final this weekend, but next weekend I'm heading off to the Canberra Playhouse to see Lawrence Mooney and Lark Literally. It's going to be a terrific show, so get along there. Tickets available at canberratheatre.com.au.
It is going to be a wonderful show. Your friend Lawrence is very, very funny. It is on at 8 p.m. You can get those tickets from that web address. Our PM, thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Friday.
Always a pleasure. Good on you guys. Rock on.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Gold Coast Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
I was very excited to learn that my favourite artist is coming to Australia for the first time since 2012 yesterday.
She has a beautiful voice. She's a little bit sad.
She is sad. Lana Del Rey. So sad. I love it.
You
so
love the sadness.
We just got to talking about concerts. We've all been to a few concerts in our time, haven't we?
There was one that you dropped, though. That really stopped everyone in the office in their tracks.
Oh, I've been to some cool ones, you know, like Green Day.
Right.
Destiny's Child.
Oh, before Beyonce was really Beyonce.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. What a voice she's got.
Oh, wonderful. Back in Miss Independent days.
One that I was very excited about at the time, but realise on reflection is very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Hilary Duff. I went to her concert.
Everyone's going, who? That name is rather familiar. Mm. This probably won't jog your memory. Let the rain
fall down. Don't know why not. What a great song.
Just before we went on air, Chords goes, there won't be any Hilary Duff in the system. And I went, no, there is. I've grabbed it already. And she went, which one? And I went, Come Clean. You went, oh, banger. Really?
Oh, she can't sing. Bless her soul.
She's coming clean. You know she's in a new show that's on Stan at the moment called Younger.
Apparently it's a great show.
It is a really good show, yeah.
So Hilary Duff, of course, she was a 90s Disney star. And then as they all did, they gave music a go. She actually released like 3 or 4 albums. I've got them all.
Didn't she do a like a duet with her sister?
Yeah, they redid the
The Go-Go's, Our Lips Are Sealed.
Our Lips Are Sealed.
Ooh. Yep.
Anyway, okay. I saw her. I really enjoyed it.
When you went to the concert?
Oh, really? But I know that that's an embarrassing concert to admit to.
So you're okay with saying it out loud?
Absolutely.
Not?
No, I am. Okay. I'm fine.
You're going to own it?
I'm owning it.
I have one that I'm not keen on saying. Cause
worse than Hills?
So bad.
Should we ask Gabby hers as well?
Do you want mine first or Gab's first?
I want Gab's first.
Gabby.
I think mine's probably the most embarrassing out of everyone's.
Because this morning when we were talking about it in team meet, you just had this weird smile but panicked smile. Like you were really worried that we were going to make you tell people, and now we will. Go.
Yeah. The X Factor concert.
Did you pay money to go to the X Factor concert?
Yes, front row seat. Thank you very much.
Jeez.
So, if you don't know, X Factor was a TV show, and what, they did like a top 10 tour or something, did they?
Yep, they did. I think it was a top 5.
Oh, that's upsetting. That is upsetting. You were the one person who paid. The rest were comp tickets.
That is wonderful. We should have saved yours to last because that actually beats mine. One, I fell asleep in this concert. I had a big day in the sun. And it also was because it was boring and it was Creed. And he kept like doing Backstreet Boy moves, but really slowly to sort of like the 2000, can we call it grungy rock? I'm not sure what you'd call it. That odd sound that was all through the 90s.
What? Is that their only song? Like, what else did they sing?
No, they did one a little bit later on called Rain. Feel it's gonna
rain like no. No memory of that.
So that's
that
trying
is
to be
embarrassing, possibly
happy.
More so than X Factor.
Oh, is it? Oh,
that's
God.
Pretty bad.
I don't tell people that because I'm happy to own the human nature thing. I liked them when I was younger, but this is terrible. 6241063, we're just all sharing this morning, the most embarrassing concert that you've been to. It could be for any reason. Maybe you were dragged by your kids. Maybe you did it by choice and now with hindsight, you realise that was a stupid mistake.
You can stay anonymous if you need to, if it's that bad.
No, you can't. If Gabby had to talk about the X Factor Top 5 show, then you have to come clean. Hunter from Gungahlin, good morning.
Morning.
Hunter, what's the embarrassing concert that you've gone to see?
Well, I actually won Def Leppard tickets on 106.3. Last time they was in town, a few years ago now. And I noticed at the concert that most of the people were older than me, and it reminded me of my teenage years, and I was so embarrassed I sort of left halfway through.
Really? Well, I'm glad that we gave you tickets to a show that you really wanted to see. If you don't know Def Leppard,
Sugar on me.
Oh, come on. Don't be embarrassed.
That's awesome.
That's a good one.
They're all 40, 50-year-olds. I didn't see a teenager there. So.
Like, well, you know, they were teenagers when Def Leppard was a thing. Kim from Banks, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Look, we're great because it's Friday and the weather is absolutely beautiful before a long weekend. What is the concert that you are a little bit embarrassed to share that you went to see?
Well, I'm not embarrassed so much that I took my mum and I'm glad she had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was embarrassed because I was probably the only youngest person there. But I took her to see Neil Sedaka.
Oh.
What's his biggest hit?
Oh, he sings like Stupid Cupid and all of that. But Mum had a record that we played when we were kids, and it was a 33 record, and on one side was Gene Pitney and on the other side was Neil Sedaka.
Wow.
I can't believe we have that in our system.
This is... I like... Doesn't sound like you were really that upset to go, to be honest.
I know all the words. It was fine, but it was just like... And do you know what? You know, he didn't even look any older than what he was when I was growing up with him, so it was hilarious.
Mm. That's what happens in LA.
Yeah, Botox.
Yeah, lot of fillers.
Nips and tucks here and there.
If we had enough money in the capital, we could all do it too.
I know. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
All right. Let's get rid of Neil Sedaka first. Alison, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. We're all sharing our little embarrassing stories of the people we've seen live at concerts.
Neil Wilco over here saw a bit of Creed.
Oh, push it out, pull it in. What was yours, Alison?
I went to see Michael Bolton twice.
Oh, what?
What?
Why?
Once in the UK when I lived there, I really loved the music, not him. And then living in Canberra, he was coming here and I couldn't afford a ticket and a friend actually bought the ticket for me. So I went along to the AIS Arena and had a good old dance and sing and was miles away, could barely see him. But the music was good for me at the time, you know. I can still sing the song.
Can you? Go, Alison! Oh, wonderful. I feel like I was there. And for all the bad reasons.
Michael Bolton.
Just so wonderful. Oh, okay. You know what? I don't feel so bad now.
No, neither do I.
I feel okay. All right. Thank you for sharing this morning. If you want to share some more, you can at Mix Canberra on Facebook. There you can't stay anonymous. Just to let you know, if you do write on the comments, your name comes up.
Yeah.
People sometimes get surprised by that when we say anonymous. My name come up. Yeah, mate. It's Facebook. On the radio, we can keep you anonymous. That's wonderful. So do you feel better?
Yeah, I do feel better. I'm still not embarrassed about Hilary Duff. I still have her on my iPhone.
Oh, go and wash your mouth out with soap.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
Friday, we started this while we're in Fiji. We thought we'd keep it going with our cocktail thoughts with Wilco and Courts.
No cocktails this time.
Well, see, we got told that we could have mocktails.
And it was like, I'll stick to coffee.
Because they physically couldn't stop us when we're in Fiji. But they can this morning, which is annoying. So just some thoughts from the week. Courts.
Yesterday, we were talking mullets. Because there's a mullet festival. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Time to RSVP and book your tickets now. Because it's time to go to the mullet festival.
It's on today. Couldn't help but notice you got a haircut.
Yeah?
Not sure how you're going to get in.
Do Wait, just... I can't do it. I've got like a date this weekend and I can't...
Not an excuse. I think your date would like a mullet.
Ooh. I know. No, he would not. This week I've learned something, guys.
Good.
Weekday drinks are for people in their 20s.
Mm. Oh, I wouldn't even say that.
That's all I've learned.
So, do we think, like, there's going to be a lot of Playboy tramp stamp removals, or is there going to be more now?
Well, maybe like with Antiques Roadshow, they get like more expensive now that Hef died. I lied earlier. I've learnt more this week.
More? What else did you learn? It's been a big week for you.
I've learned that I can call myself big, and I can call myself a dog, but I can't combine the two.
You've got your arms crossed, and
she's angry. I didn't bring
and
her
you
a
look
coffee.
So mad that David Shiraz didn't bring you a coffee, but he brought the big dog. That's me.
Ooh, let's not run with that for too long.
Call yourself the big dog. It's never happening again.
Don't know why you guys were all against it, but it seems like I've been outnumbered with the big dog. That's fine. Whatevs.
Do you think the fact that I like reading about astrology on a website called Astralutely with the tagline Astralutely Fabulous says something about me as a person?
It says so much. More than you knowing the words to Eminem's Lose Yourself.